And I'm still surprised 40 years later that I come away from, you know, an event like Barber Connect, having met someone I've never met before, having come up with, met someone with a really inspirational story, even just found a new product company that I'm like, actually, that's really cute.
There's inspiration everywhere, right? And if you're just stuck, whatever your day job is, if that's what you're doing day in, day out, you're not going to be inspired maybe as much as you can be. Say, so going to these events, you see so many cool things. Like, I'm fascinated by colourful combs, right? I love them. Like, these events, there's always so much nice equipment you can try, you can feel, you get to meet cool people. It's just an opportunity to relax and see different things through a different lens, right?
Yeah. But remove yourself from your shop and get out there and go and see what other people are doing. I'm always doing it. Even if we go on holiday, my missus is like, stop looking in barbershop windows, please. Oh, yeah. I'm in there, like, in the window.
There's so many pictures of me in random bits of the world shaking hands with a local barber.
Hi, welcome to the Noble Barber Podcast. I'm Anthony Laban, and we'll be talking to various people in the industry who've made it and their journey and how they got here. Talking honest, cutting through the crap, and making sure your story and their story is heard to help your business and hopefully mine. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Quick story before we start. This is the, you know, there's the classic, are you open? Yeah.
Yep.
So picture this. It was a Sunday. The shop's shut. All the lights were off. This is down at the Hove shop. It's like a long, thin shop. Been camping over the weekend. So I'd like bought in a sodding wet tent, family tent, and it was draped over all the barber chairs so I could dry it out over the weekend. Lights are off. There's fucking ladders like all over. Yeah, there's all shit everywhere. And this bloke's like banging on the doors trying to get in. Like, and I was like, I open the door. He's like, oh yeah, brilliant. Nice one. Where do I sit? And I was like, mate, we're shut. Like, he's like, really? And he's like, which bit of this looks open? Do you know what I mean? But they just...
No, I had that this morning.
Sorry about that, mate. I just needed a trim.
Hi there. Welcome to another episode of The Noble Barber. I'm Anthony Laban. I'm here on this beautifully sunny day in Brighton at Teddy Edwards at Seven Dials. Thank you very much. I'm here with Alex Burt and with Dan Burnett. Black Lamour up the road. Thanks for making the 20-minute schlep down the road for us.
What a mission, mate. I know.
Appreciated. Well, with the oncoming onslaught of shows aplenty, we're just embarking onto Barber Connect at the NEC in a couple of weeks. Get your tickets. And I met both of you there, I think, for the first time originally, and I met you on your first one. So it seems like a good opportunity for us to have a bit of a chat about what happens when you're not behind the chair, the other bits of work that happen, show work, stage work. You know, I had a really good chat with you previously about it. Is it worth it?
100%. Yeah, it's 100% it's worth it. I think, you know, it's... I understand that it's not for everybody, but I think it's a fantastic industry to be in. It's a really positive environment. You know, we get to wear what we want during the day, play whatever music we want, relatively speaking. You know, it's a great, fun industry to be in where you're connecting with people all the time. So why not go somewhere else and go and meet your peers and, you know, network and speak to other people? I think it's really important just to break the year up. You know, you come away from it feeling a lot more, you know, sort of like refreshed and motivated. So I don't see, like, you know, why you wouldn't want to go.
Yeah.
I fully agree, man. It was, for me, it was just so much fun. I'd not done that before. And the whole day, the planning, getting there, doing the cut. Alex was on just before me. Sid was on at the same time as me. So it's just, I think my biggest takeaway from doing, what, two events last year was just, so much fun. I didn't think it was going to be that fun. The nerves, the stress, whatever. You think, oh, I'm going to be any good. But
you know, all those nerves and stress, though, comes from the fact that you care.
Mm.
And I think that's the real thing that I always take away from that, is that when I remind myself, you know, why I'm getting nervous, because, you know, I've done it a few times now, and, you know, and it's the same for me every single time. I'm bricking it before I go on. Even if it was, you know, when we did the open chair thing, you know, where it was just on the floor, we're not on stage, you know, it was really informal. Everyone was stood around us. Still get nervous, but I draw from that because I care.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to do it right, you know, and it's, I think that's a reflection on you.
And you were just on before me, so I got to watch Alex do his thing. I was like, okay, cool. I don't know, just being able to watch. But it was nice. It was nice being on fairly early as well, because you didn't feel like you had to wait all day, and that definitely helped me. But I
saw you just before you went on, and then managed to catch you just as you'd finished.
Yeah.
And it really was like that kind of terrified look before the roller coaster starts, and then the buzz of getting off the other end.
Yeah.
And it was really lovely just watching in that kind of hour or so that change from you, kind of like, yeah, look, I'll talk to you afterwards. I'm really, I'm just nervous.
Yeah, I've even crossed my arms thinking about it. No, I wasn't nervous, mate. No, I was.
And you loved it. It was really lovely seeing that kind of growth that happened.
Yes, yeah.
You know. And now you've got guys that are following. You know, you've got guys working with you are following on and entering competition, doing other things, and committing other energy.
Yeah, they both came to Salon International. It was a lovely day out, just supporting each other, and. Yeah, they've both done cuts at Barber Bash just now, the one you were at. And Joe, who works at the shop, he's just got to the finals of Social Barber and the Modern Barber Awards. And he said going to Salon was actually a super inspirational thing, seeing what's out there, seeing the different opportunities there are, just meeting new people. It was so fun.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. It does feed your soul, I think. I think 100%. You can get... I mean, I love being on my store. I love being behind the chair. But you do need to step away sometimes and actually just being kind of embraced by the rest of the industry and getting into it. Like you say, meeting peers, I think you suddenly discover how helpful and friendly people can be.
So many of my critical takeaways from things that I've sort of done with either of the shops, whether it's like on an aesthetic level or like a way that I operate or a technique that I've used, has always come from like the network that I've made and going to these shows. Or, you know, you might make a connection at a show and then you stay in touch with that person and then one day visit their shop and then you go to their shop and you might see like one tiny little thing and go, I love that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I'm going to do that. You know, and I think that's why it's so important to, as you said, like remove yourself from your shop and get out there and go and see what other people are doing. I'm always doing it. Even if we go on holiday, my missus is like... Stop looking in barbershop windows, please. Oh, yeah. I'm in there, like in the window.
There's so many pictures of me in random bits of the world shaking hands with the local barber.
Yeah.
I agree though, mate. I think there's inspiration everywhere, right? And if you're just stuck, whatever your day job is, if that's what you're doing day in, day out, you're not going to be inspired maybe as much as you can be.
Mm.
And actually, like you say, going to these events, you see so many cool things. Like, I'm fascinated by colourful combs, right? I love them. Mm-hmm. Like, these events, there's always so much nice equipment you can try, you can feel. You get to meet cool people. You know, and it's just an opportunity to relax and see different things through a different lens, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
100%. I mean, I remember going to Salon decades ago. And there was kind of like the dark alley corner at the back. Was
that
kind
the Wembley
of
Arena one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of like there was a couple of people flogging a bit of barbering kit and that was it. A few capes, a few little neck collars or something. It was very, very at the peripheral. And you know, even going last year, it felt equalised. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It didn't feel, although it was Salon still, it didn't feel just hairdressing. It felt like an equal partnership between hairdressing and barbering. Certainly some of the best stages were the barbering stage. You're quite new to the industry yourself, but you've done it a few times. But have you seen that difference now when you go to shows?
Definitely. I think as far as the Salon International one goes, for sure. There definitely seems to be a much greater respect, I think, from the hairdressing world. I really feel that, you know, when I first started hairdressing, nearly 30 years ago? Well, yeah, it's 30 years ago this year, that barbering was definitely looked down upon. It was almost like a bit of a, like the failed son a bit of the hair world. I sort of felt that.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I think nowadays people are so much more like proud to say, you know, I'm a barber, and hairdressers go, oh wow, you're a barber. Well, we can learn this from you. And
there's a
newfound respect for what it is that we do now.
Yeah,
people. I think we're taken a lot more seriously than what we once were.
Yeah, definitely. And you can see. I mean, we were saying a second ago just how many new brands there are, how the changes in, you know, clippers were. You bought clippers from the Clipper Company.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
now
really?
You
is that what it was called?
I'm not that old. I'm just not trying to give immediate branding to one. But, you know, now there's dozens. There's a new brand
it's
coming
amazing.
Out constantly. The technology, the energy that goes into it, the competition between the brands is making the products better and better and better. And that's astounding to see the amount of choice out there now.
like you say, mate, I've not been in the industry. I think I started in September 21, so coming up to 5 years, right? But so I've only experienced these shows, Barber Connect and Salon International. They're incredible.
Mm.
I walk around like, I can't believe the scale of it, you know, and it's so much exciting stuff going on. So, you know, for me, it's just a pleasure to go to those things, and it's like a bonus in the year, right? You said it breaks up the year. And I agree. Like, what a lovely thing to do on a weekend. See people you know, talk about stuff you enjoy, and have a good time.
I mean, that's the bit. I mean, you know, when we started this, going to Barber Connect was our first event we went live at. Everyone was so supportive. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent my whole career, you know, I've been in it a while. But I've always reached out to other salon owners, other barbershops, other hairdressers, just to say, I don't know what I'm doing. Give me a hand. And I've only ever felt people kind of help. I've really genuinely never had anyone laugh and tell me to jog on. And in this last 18 months where, you know, now my phone is just packed solid with every single barber I've encountered or yet to encounter, are so helpful.
Yeah.
You know, if you encounter that, are you finding that with other, when you've reached out across?
100%, yeah. I had a bit of, shall we say, financial difficulty about sort of 18 months, 2 years ago. And I was really at a loss. And as a business owner, you know, being a business owner, as you both know, and this will connect to so many more people out there as well, it can be a bit of a lonely place at times. You know, you're trying to stay strong for your staff and not show any weakness, and then you get home and, you know, you've got to go and do your thing, like with your family or whatever. So sometimes you just don't know where to turn as a business owner. And you think, am I doing it right? You know, am I overanalyzing things? And, you know, because I've go to all these shows and because I've built up a network, you know, one of the people like Joe Mills, you know, sort of shout out to Joe Mills, but he, you know, he massively helped me out. You know, he took time out from his day and he's crazy, crazy busy. Mm. And, you know, we must have had 4 or 5 like 1 hour phone calls, you know, and all the other things that he did for me, sort of sent me documents and, you know, he didn't want anything for that. You know, he was just there to help me, and I can't thank him enough for that. Mm. And, you know, the impact that had on me and my business was huge. So, I think it's really important.
I think my experience has been different in a way that I've been lucky to have really good people with me since the beginning of starting barbering, right? I had Paul Hewitt was there at the start. I've had Tom Chapman when I was with the Lions. And they've given me great opportunities, chances to learn, chances to grow. More recently, Alex connected me with the guys at Olivia Garden. I got a great opportunity with them. So I found it to be super helpful, a great network, lots of good people who want to help each other. Yeah. And I think that brings me joy. And actually what it's motivated me to do more than ever is go, when I have something I can share or pay forward, and I'll give someone an opportunity. I think there's real joy in that.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it isn't always the way. I've worked in different industries and jobs, and it's not always the way, you know. And I think what I found overwhelmingly is that people in this industry want to help. Support,
do you know, I've done the judging for the Raw Talent competition at Barber Connect a few times now and Salon International. And one of the people, I've, you know, sort of tried to stay connected with as many of the people that entered the competition as I could. And especially one of them like reached out to me a few weeks ago and said, look, you know, this is happening at work. I'm just after a bit of advice. I hope you don't mind. I was like, of course, man. Mm. Like, you know, that's what we're all here for, you know, and I'm glad that you felt that you could.
Amazing.
So, you know, I think, you know,
that's testament to you, mate, that you've created that network and you make yourself approachable. You know, that's a nice thing. And again, that doesn't always happen, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, there's nothing more disheartening. I think we've all been there where, you know, you've messaged someone online, like, you know, whether they're like a celebrity barber or hairdresser or whatever, or a brand, you know, and like, or like, you know, you're tagging a brand and you get nothing from them. You think, come on, man.
Yep.
You know, whereas it's amazing sometimes when you do reach out to people and then they do respond back to you. And it's quite hard to get wrapped up in your own day sometimes, you know. Or sorry, it's easy to get wrapped up in your own day and forget to reply to someone. You know, Christ, I do it enough. But I always make sure that at least I do try to get back to people eventually. So.
And there's a wealth of knowledge out there, right?
Yeah.
People who know me in my day-to-day life will know that we've just got these new chairs for the shop, right? And I didn't have it. I had an idea of what was good and what was great. And I spoke to Alex, I spoke to loads of people. I was like, there's a wealth of knowledge out here. And that's, you know, one of the most important things, write your chair.
Yeah.
You know, what about these ones? What about these ones? And people would give lots of different opinions. And I thought, I know a lot of stuff, but I don't know it all. Mm-hmm. Certainly not in barbering. So it was so helpful, you know, because that could have, I could have wasted money, spent too much money, and it was a really insightful process, which was lovely.
Well, I think that's where it gets really exciting to kind of, to, you know, embrace some of the stuff that, like you say, some of the things that you, some of the opportunities that you get that obviously don't bring in a dollar, but reward in so many other different ways. And like I say, just going to, going to Modern Barber, going to one of these shows, and just finding yourself standing next to a store owner that maybe you have looked at, you've admired, you've liked, and you're both watching the same show, the same thing going on. How quickly that chance encounter can become a network, can become worth, can be useful later on. You never know where these things are going. So I think, you know, when I spoke to you about jumping on this 18 months ago or whenever it was you came on, you know, you were very kind of nervous. You're like, I'm very new, I'm not. And I'm so pleased you jumped on it. And again, that was just, we more or less bumped into each other physically at the event. And I think those opportunities don't happen if you stay sitting in your shop the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, you do need to get out and meet.
Yeah. And I think just through, again, you know, sort of compounding that whole networking thing, you know, last year, I got invited up to London for the Skills Advisory Board for VTCT based on somebody that I'd networked with.
Right.
And when I was at that networking event, when I was at that board meeting, I was sat next to somebody who now I'm doing the education with for my educational platform down in Fareham. Shout out to Wonderful Life, Jack Worrell. plug. It goes to show again that, all right, you probably might not sort of see any sort of monetary gain you might sort of think, oh, you know, what value does it actually have? But by going out to these events and actually going out and meeting people and speaking and connecting, you never know where it's going to end up. And also it's a numbers game, right? You've just got to keep going. And it's amazing what you can, what you can develop from it.
This idea of it being free or, you know, for me, we I'm sure you've done the same, mate. I paid to get there. I paid for my models to get there. Yeah. I paid for them, you know, so actually it's an investment in yourself, you know, and I think it's moving away from a cost or a payment issue. You know, we're not forced to do it, right? You know, it was a pleasure to do it. And, you know, I think it is an investment, continuous like career development, opportunities to grow your portfolio, to meet other people. But I think that's always an important thing to note. You know, if you get an opportunity to cut at an event, it's probably going to cost you some money unless you live across the road from it. And it's money well spent, you know, and that's definitely my takeaway from doing the two last year. And money well spent is definitely the...
Well, you use the word invest.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing, right? You're investing your time and your money.
Yeah.
It's that enrichment, isn't it? It definitely, you know, I think you always come away from these things and you're like, actually, you can almost feel that you've grown a bit doing these things, whatever they are. I remember watching...
I went to a look and learn event up in London from Manifesto.
Okay, yeah.
And honestly, just like I must have taken away about 3 different haircutting techniques from that, and I couldn't stop using those techniques for the next 2 weeks. You know, it was just like, I kind of came back into the shop like re-energized to cut hair again.
It was free.
It's an incredible thing to go and do.
I don't know if you find the same as well, but it's fun to talk about it in shop. You know, I'm sure you've got it here, Al, like a great community, clients who come in regularly, and it's so fun to talk about these things. What are you up to this week? And when we post about it, it becomes a talking point, and it's fun. You know, it's a really cool thing to talk about. Oh, what's that Barber Bash? What's Barber Connect? You know, what's Salon International? Yeah. And it's conversation points that are just cool to talk about.
The amount of my clients that are kind of, you know, I forget to mention that I do this podcast and these bits, and every now and again we'll be talking, it'll come up.
Yeah.
And the amount of them that come back now kind of going, I was watching your podcast the other day. And you kind of can forget all the other things that you're doing. Like you say, Barber Bash, clients that, you know, when we went off and did that, I had clients that were like, oh, what's that about? Had no concept that this world is going on behind the store.
But look, we do it on a daily basis. We connect and we network all the time anyway.
Yeah.
So I can see why there's a lot of people out there who probably think, oh, no, it's a bit of a daunting thing to go to or to... But you do it already.
Yeah.
You know,
it's in your natural skills,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, we had it last Friday. It was one of my clients was sat in my chair and he said, a good mate of mine's a chef. You don't know any pubs around town that are looking for a kitchen franchise for him to operate in. I went, I know just the guy. Phoned him up. He's got four pubs that he runs in town. He was like, oh, I don't think I'd need anybody at the moment. He said, but actually, I think I know someone. And then I just said, and I said to the rest of the guys in the shop, I said, oh, Pete, who do you know in the pub world? Why is that? He says, oh, there's a certain pub. Yeah. He went, oh, yeah. He said, oh, give this guy a shout. And we hooked this guy up.
But that's the important thing about having a network, isn't it? If you haven't got a network, it then, like you started off, it can be really isolating. It can be really isolating as a business owner, whether you are owning a store or just standing, you know, or your business is just that chair. It's still very daunting. It is still you getting up in the morning to you.
Yeah.
And I think knowing that you've got people around you in the store supporting you, but even on a wider aspect, that you've got this network of people, like you can phone Joe. You know, the amount of times with Luke that I sit there and go back through my phone, oh, I'll call them. Yeah. This network, this group has only come to my path because I've gone out there and said, yes, let's try it, let's do it, let's try it. And I think yes is a really, really misused word, I think. You have to grab those opportunities with a strong yes, and then something will come of it. You can't always kind of immediately invoice for it.
No, and something else, we did Salon last year. I think eight of us went from either through partners, team, whoever, and it was just a lovely day out, right? And it's being out of the shop together and just spending time talking. I'm sure, you know, it's the same for you guys. You spend the whole day with someone, one of your colleagues, you don't talk to each other. You say hello or whatever, but you're just cutting and working and, you know, it's a nice day out.
Yeah. So... both of you have cut on stage. Both of you have done stage work. What's the preparation for that? How does it? You know, there's a lot of people out there, and I'm sure listening to this, that are like, right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go to Connect. Come to Barber Connect this year. Come and wander around. Set yourself the goal of being on stage 2026.
Okay.
So let's chuck that out as a kind of invitation to people out there. Come on, come and have a look. Come and meet us. I'm there the whole stage time. I'm on business stage all the time. Come and talk to us. Meet everybody. How do you start preparing? How are you going to get them on stage for 2026? How do they go about that?
I'd say, first off, without a shadow of a doubt, just come to this year's Barber Connect or Salon International or British Barber Bash. Whatever it is, go to an event first and be a spectator. Just, you know, walk around, watch, and just take it in and just... ask yourself a bunch of questions that, you know, how are they presenting? Which way are they facing the crowd? You know, like, you know, where are they standing in relation to the stage? You know, what kind of haircut are they doing? What are they talking about? And then when you've got that time and you've answered those questions, go and speak to people that have been up on stage. You know, just go and grab them for 2 minutes. And, you know, people are always there to help and give advice, which is what we've already been speaking about. So, yeah, like speak to people, network.
Yep. I agree.
How did you get onto your stand? How did you get on to do your first one?
I'd been speaking to Sian at Modern Barber for a little while, and she offered me that spot, and I said, yeah, great. And I'd been to events before, so I had a good idea of what it would look like. And then what surprised me was how excited I got about the pre-planning, getting the model ready. What do I want to show? How do I want to show it? You know, do I want to push the boat out? You know, and that was really fun. So we did, you know, three or four prep haircuts in the months before.
So how did you decide what you wanted to do for that haircut?
Well, the first thing for me was, what can I showcase that I'm good at but will push me to work harder on? So the first one I did is like a classic scissor cut. And then that was at Barber Connect. And then at Salon, I did a pink mohawk, you know, really blunt disconnection. Yeah. Thanks, mate. And so I think for Barber Connect, I was definitely right. This is something I can do and I can execute well. And I can, you know, hopefully show off some skill. And then for the second one, I really wanted to push the boat out and go, this is really going to push me. I had to get someone to colour the hair, to practice the trim, work on different iterations of it, and just try to have fun with it. And it really pushed me. Mm. And so there was a real learning curve there for me in terms of, will this process make me better? And yeah, it did.
Did it feel like the fastest haircut you've ever done once you were underway? Or
do you know what? No. No, we had an hour, you know, because I did the barber pods at Connect and then the sort of like floor stage at Salon. We had an hour for that. And, you know.
It's a lot more chill.
Isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, cool. Okay, I've got an hour.
You know, and it's a great concept because it's a real, like, it's a great entry. It's a great introduction for anyone that feels that they might want to do stage work. Mm. If you just get thrown up on stage, that is scary as shit.
Yeah.
So scary. You know, I mean, I remember the first time I got up on stage was at Manchester and I just had the worst cotton mouth throughout the entire thing. I was like,
why
just couldn't speak. Just could not speak.
Did you prep though? Were you ready? Did you know you were going up on stage? That was your first public.
Yeah, so
outing.
We knew we were going up on stage and yeah, we went up with models, but I mean, the whole thing was like a chaotic shambles at best. You know, we drove in a people carrier like the whole way there, models, haircutters. We literally like pulled up, cut hair on stage, got back in the car and drove back home again, all in one day.
But you're on a couple of stages this year at Birmingham. How are you preparing for your live stage?
Well, the first one's going to be a bit hard to prepare for because that's a Q&A. That's on the business stage with Baldy and JJ Savani.
Well, let's hope you've got a good host on that.
Well, I would hope that we got a good host. So that one's going to be a bit hard to prepare for because it's going to be a ask us anything. So, which I urge like, anybody that, you know, wants to come to the show, come and check us out. I can't remember the time slot. I think it's around about 3:30, 4:00, something like that. So it's towards the end of the day, but a really good opportunity to ask three really experienced barbers that have, you know, got shops and they've been around. They've done everything from like brand recognition and ambassadorial roles, stage work. You know, we've done a lot of things between the three of us. So a really good opportunity to ask us anything. And then with the stage slot the following day, so I'm on stage on the Monday at 12:45 with my friend Sam Campagna and Phil Jarman, where we're up there. So it's the Mataki team, and we're going to go through some classic barbering techniques. So I'm still looking for a model at the moment. So if there's anyone out there that feels that they want to get their hair cut up on stage, like give me a shout on my Instagram personal.
Do you find now after a while that you still prep,
I'm still prepping.
Warm up and stretch and get ready for it, or
yeah, so
you can
so
never Sam, just turn up and
well so
it.
Sam and Phil and I we've been talking amongst ourselves about the approach that we're going to take. So I think almost like the haircut that we do is going to be almost like secondary, but it's, you know, we're sharing our thoughts, we're sharing our ethos, we're talking about what we feel is important. And I think that for me is the priority when we're up on stage, as opposed to, look, you know, most of the time we're all cutting hair day in, day out anyway. So haircutting wise, you might pick up one or two tips here, but I think we put too much emphasis sometimes on the haircut that's in the chair, and it's more about how we deliver it.
Yeah.
How cool is that though? Just in one snapshot, Alex, JJ, Baldy, Sam and Phil, you said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just... Yeah. What, two different hours over two different days, plus everything else that's going on, what a great use of your time.
Yeah.
To go there as just a spectator or a, you know, consumer. Yeah.
And that's why I think these things can be so inspiring, because you're going to find something new. You're going to come away from those 2 days with something that you 100%. Didn't turn up with.
Yeah.
Not that you've bought, not that you've paid for, just something that's going to grab you, whether it's contacts, knowledge, something is going to come from it, and which won't happen if you're not there. You've got to be in it to win it, haven't you?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think it's so easy as well to just think, oh, you know, I'm going to learn a new technique just off of like YouTube or, you know, Instagram or whatever, and to actually take yourself away from your phone and go and just go meet people and go and just get involved and get stuck in, and who knows, like, you know, who knows where it could lead.
I mean, I think that's the energy that floats around those rooms. Is phenomenal. I mean,
how can you not get inspired?
Yeah.
Well, that's the great thing about that's what I keep saying. You know, I've done 40 years in this industry next year, beating you by a decade, sunshine. and looking good on it. And I think I still get really inspired. I can still get excited. I don't know if there's that many industries out there that there's always another layer. It's like the greatest onion. You're peeling another layer off and there's still more onion. You keep going, there's still more going on. And I'm still surprised 40 years later that I come away from, you know, an event like Barber Connect, having met someone I've never met before, having come up with met someone with a really inspirational story, even just found a new product company that I'm like, actually, that's really cute.
Yeah,
I feel it's more now than ever before. Actually, I think we definitely sort of seem to be in the business of sharing knowledge and experience so much more now than we ever did. Mm. It was like, you know, back then, you know, people didn't network. You know, when I first started barbering, you didn't go to other shops. You know, like, the internet wasn't around, so people weren't sharing knowledge, you know. So I think these events do promote that, and I think it's only a positive thing.
And it's daunting, you know. You may want to, you know, have seen what you guys are up to and want to kind of meet, but coming up, walking into your shop, hoping you're not busy, walking up to you, hi, hugely intimidating, quite irritating to a day. It's not going to work. At something like this, you're going to bump into each other. You know, you're going to jump off stage. You're going to be having a quick look at some new clippers. Mm. You're going to go and grab a sandwich. You're going to be grabbing a coffee. You're much more approachable and attainable there.
Yeah,
for a catch up.
You know, I think I agree with that. And I think another output for me was like it makes you better in shop, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was suddenly behind the chair. My confidence was lifted. I felt inspired, and you know, keeping that main thing the main thing, right? Like cutting and being good in shop, you know, servicing our community, right? Mm. These things are little bricks that build that, right?
Yeah. And make. But it comes back to you care.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It was what you were saying earlier, right? Yeah. And that's good for the soul. Mm. I think it certainly does me good.
I think that's it. It does. I think it's that finding, you know, the most asked question is ever kind of what inspires you, and it's this sort of stuff, isn't it? You know, by pushing yourself, putting yourself into difficult situations, meeting new people, meeting new things, unbelievably inspirational.
I've always been inspired by people, no matter what it is, people at the top of their game, whether it's like a sports figure or like a culinary figure or like musician, whoever that is, I always look at the people at the very top and go, how the fuck? And I think, you know, this is an opportunity where there are, you know, the big names are there, you know, the Hayden Cassidys and the Josh LaMonicas and the Kevin Luckmans and all those people that seem unattainable. And, you know, if you're at home watching this and you think, oh, I'd love to meet them, it's like, well, we're telling you now.
Go.
And, you know, just have the opportunity. I met Simon Shaw the first time I ever went to Barber Connect. I'll never forget this, and it stuck with me, was that I did a photo shoot, my first ever photo shoot when we first opened up, and it was called The Hangover. And it was inspired by, in Brighton, everyone's like the walk of shame, you know, you know, like on a Saturday morning, you'd have all the shaky people walking past the shop because they've been up all night. So we did this like Hangover inspired like photo shoot. Anyway, I went up to Simon Shaw at Barber Connect, subsequent to that, to it being published. Went, oh, Mr. Shaw, so my name's Alex Belton from a shop in Brighton called Teddy Edwards, and he went, The Hangover. Mm. Oh, I was what? Oh, you recognise.
He's a good lad, definitely.
And then, you know, and then off that, we then made a connection, you know, and then that led on to things, you know. So but that's
it's there.
It's there.
It really is. I think that brings us to the end of part one. I think the annoying phrase running through my head is learn, earn, return. I've used it before. It's a great phrase and I've nicked it from someone, but it's a fantastic phrase. And I think this weekend's like Barber Connect give you that. We're on stage. We're hosting the business stage for 8 hours each day. The Noble Barber will be on running the business stage up there.
Come and meeting. Heckle.
Three people every hour, new panels, new questions. Please come along. Please get in touch. Drop us your questions. See you for part two.
Welcome to the Noble Barber Podcast. We're always looking for interesting people and interesting stories. If you know someone or you are someone with a great story that you want to share, get in touch and come join me on the sofa. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the episode and we'll see you next time.